FOMO Workday Playdate peeps. Ugh, do you ever feel like your workday is just a never-ending to-do list and you're the overly caffeinated hamster on the wheel? Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Today, we are breaking that cycle, my friends, and we are sparking joy, Marie Kondo style. And if you're not familiar with Marie Kondo, let me just tell you, it's an amazing show on Netflix. It's this awesome woman who goes into people's homes. She asks them to get rid of what is no longer serving them or bringing them joy, tell it thank you, and she helps declutter and reorganize their life. So we're doing that today on this show, Marie Kondo style, but for your career. So let's play, y'all. Before we get into it, this show is sponsored by Improve It, the company that I am the founder of and my love and joy in our newest offering, the Introverted Leader. So if you're planning a team offsite, a team conference, or you just want to shake things up with a big group, I'm talking 100 people plus, then listen up, my friends. It is called The Introverted Leader, a high-energy, hour-long keynote that's going to get your team out of their comfort zones and into their confidence. Christy Vaughn, our Senior Director of Talent and improviser, comedian, certified introvert, proves that improv isn't just for the loudest people in the room. She'll show your team how to tap into hidden strengths, embody a super character when they need it most, and balance extroversion without the burnout. So if you want your people walking away inspired, laughing, and a little bit braver, then this is it. Hit up the Introverted Leader for your next event and tell them Erin sent ya. Okay, let's get back to the show. So you've checked all the boxes. Y'all, sometimes I just laugh at the words that come out of my mouth and I don't edit them. So that, you know, this is the real deal. So you've checked all the boxes, right? You've gotten the promotion, check. You've gotten the pay raise, check. You're burnout and questioning your life at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday while chewing stale almonds from your desk drawer. Also, check. You're successful. But why doesn't it feel like enough? Here's the truth. Success without alignment feels so empty. So how do we realign? So, you know, I love to give you improv hacks, things from the stage that you can pull into your day today. And today is an improv hack you have probably never heard before. This is called the commercial break game. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you're not driving, stand up. Yes, stand up now. And if you're already standing and walking, great. I want you to pretend you're starring in a commercial for your dream job. And for 30 seconds, say out loud what you do, who you're helping, and why it lights you up in your cheesiest, most over-the-top infomercial voice. Okay, so let me give you an example. This is completely off the cuff. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but truly, I am sort of living my dream job, but I'm going to make it even more dreamy. Y'all know I love Oprah, so I'm pretending right now I have my own talk show. So here it is. Oh my God. I am Erin Deal, the newest Oprah to grace your television screens. I am streaming on Netflix. You get a show every single week, and I am helping people improve their lives through play. I'm helping the underdogs, the people who don't feel seen, show up daily in their lives, regain their power and their strength, and watching them walk into a new way of living in their highest selves. This fuels me so much because I see that light bulb go off and have what I call the aha, ha-ha moment. And that's when they're laughing and having fun at the same time, where they see they can truly own this power anytime, anywhere, any day. All they have to do is check in with themselves first. Now, I didn't use my cheesiest, most infomercial voice there, but I got to tell you, I'm pretty much living my dream right now, so it's not too far off. I'm just waiting for Netflix to call me. So that is how the commercial break game works. After you do it, you're going to pause and you're going to ask yourself, what did I just say that felt true? That's your inner purpose sneaking through the silliness, my friend. So in my example, what did I say that felt true? I felt like I love watching people have what we call the aha ha ha moments. I love making people laugh. I love making people feel joy. I love watching people do those two things and experiencing joy and laughter and inner excitement for themselves and finding something within themselves they didn't really know that they existed. I could go on and on, honestly, because it lights me up, okay? Y'all, that is what felt true to me. And so that right there, that silly little game, is something you can do to tap into what it is that you are missing in your life, what's out of alignment, and how can you bring that alignment back into your life so you can do what lights you up. And if today's snack lit even one spark, my friend, you have to meet this week's guest. Episode 289 of this show is called Success, But Make It Joyful: How to Align Your Work with What Lights You Up with the incredible Ra Goddess. Ra has been on this show before. She is an entrepreneurial coach. She's helped leaders at Google and Lululemon find purpose-driven careers, and she's bringing her wisdom to you. She's also the coach of some of my favorite entrepreneurs and online mentors, Gabby Bernstein, Marie Forleo. You're going to hear from Reshma Sahani this month, I think. No, coming up on the show, who is also one of Ra's clients. We've had Daisy Auger. I'm blanking on her last name right now, but we had a wonderful, wonderful author named Daisy on this show. And all of these women were brought to us by Ra Goddess. And I am just starting to tap into Ra Goddess's sort of hemisphere and work with her myself. And I am just so fired up. So tune in, because she is going to talk to us all about this idea of aligning your work with what lights you up. It's not hustle, it's intention, and I don't want you to miss it. So, you know, I love to give you affirmations every week that are going to guide you. So, here are your three affirmations for this week. Number one, I am worthy of work that energizes me. I am worthy of work that energizes me. Number two, I release the idea that success has to be exhausting. I release the idea that success has to be exhausting. And number three, I am allowed to want more and to want it joyfully. I am allowed to want more and to want it joyfully. Success is your birthright, my friends. Abundance is your birthright. So own it and want it joyfully. And now here are your three journal prompts to guide you through the week. Number one, what parts of my current work light me up? Get out your phone, jot down some notes to that question, or just take a pen and paper and see what comes up for you. What part of my current work lights me up? Number two, what parts drain me? And why am I tolerating them? What parts drain me and why am I tolerating them? And number three, if I could design my perfect workday, what would it look like? Number three, if I could design my perfect workday, what would it look like? Okay, peeps, remember, alignment is not a destination, it's a practice. So I want you to go ahead. I want you to run that commercial break, that improv hack I gave you, get a little weird, and find the you hiding behind the to-do list. And don't forget, my peeps, every workday is a playdate waiting to happen. Keep playing, keep leading, and keep chasing that spark. I see you, and I'll see you back here on Wednesday.